Another thing I want to ask you about was a paper. When I look back at ASCO, certainly the FLEX data got a lot of interest. But another study I heard a lot of people talking about looked at pemetrexed as maintenance therapy. Can you talk about what they looked at there and what you think it means?
Right. In that trial, patients were initially treated with a platinum-based doublet, and then after they completed therapy, I believe it was 4 or 6 cycles, they were randomized to either no therapy or pemetrexed as a maintenance treatment. And in that trial, they observed certainly an improvement in progression-free survival. And while the overall survival analysis is still very early, there's a suggestion that there's an improvement in overall survival. The big problem in that analysis, of course, is of the patients who were not randomized to pemetrexed therapy, what patients got. Did they go on to a second-line chemotherapy? And it turns out that the number of patients who went on to second-line therapy was below 50%. And as such, it makes it hard in my mind to compare those groups of patients. And I don't quite understand why those patients didn't go on to a second-line therapy, what the factors were that were present, whether the patients had rapidly progressive disease or the physicians involved weren't amenable to second-line therapy. It's not clear to me.
So in terms of, you know, impacting your clinical practice?
I think it's still a little bit too early to use pemetrexed as a maintenance therapy at this time. I think we need a little bit more data before we can get there.